We're living through a cognitive revolution as profound as the invention of the printing press. Every day, we consume 34 gigabytes of information, about 100,000 words, and this digital deluge is fundamentally reshaping our brains. What makes this moment unique in human history is that unlike previous communication revolutions, we now possess both the science and technology to understand these neurological changes before they're fully established. We stand at what Marianne Ouleff calls a hinge moment, where our choices about reading will reshape not just individual minds, but the very fabric of democratic society. The stakes couldn't be higher. Our capacity for deep thought, empathy, and critical thinking hangs in the balance. Humans were never born to read. Unlike vision or language, reading has no dedicated genetic programming. Instead, it represents one of humanity's most remarkable examples of neuroplasticity, our brain's ability to repurpose existing neural structures for entirely new functions. Imagine a Cirque du Soleil performance with five interconnected rings representing vision, language, cognition, motor functions, and emotion, plus a control box for the prefrontal cortex. When we encounter a word like tracks, visual signals race through the brain at lightning speed. Within 50 milliseconds, specialized neurons identify letters with remarkable precision. Simultaneously, language areas connect letters to sounds, while cognitive regions activate memories. Each association triggers corresponding emotions, creating a rich tapestry of meaning beyond simple symbol decoding. This remarkable plasticity means our reading brain adapts to whatever medium we use most, a strength that becomes a vulnerability in our rapidly evolving digital culture. Deep reading encompasses interconnected cognitive processes that define our humanity. When reading about characters' actions, our motor neurons activate. We leap with Anna Karenina. Reading about Emma Bovary's silken skirt lights up our somatosensory cortex. This neurological empathy enables what theologian John Donne called passing over into others' experiences, then coming back to ourselves enlarged. Deep reading engages sophisticated analytical processes, mirroring scientific methods, while culminating in intense attention, where our deepest insights often emerge. However, our reading habits have transformed through a digital chain with significant costs. While we're reading more than ever, we do so in spasmodic, attention-fragmenting bursts. The average web page visit lasts less than 15 seconds. Eye-tracking studies show we now read in F patterns or zigzag styles, word-spotting through text, and focusing mostly on the left side of the page. This skimming impairs comprehension. Students reading on screens perform worse at reconstructing plots, with comprehension dropping by up to 30% in some studies. Most concerning, these digital reading habits create an unconscious set that transfers to all reading contexts. As publishers adapt with shorter paragraphs and simplified language, complex thoughts requiring time to process may vanish from our culture. The issue isn't intelligence, but cognitive patience, the persistence essential for critical thinking. Unlike adults, children must build entirely new neural pathways dedicated to reading. This process begins in nursery moments, when a baby experiences shared touch, gaze, and the rhythmic sounds of being read to. These physical interactions create connections between emotional and cognitive regions, linking feeling to attention, memory, and language areas. Parents reading to children provide 50% more diverse language than typical conversation, including sophisticated words rarely encountered in daily life. These experiences establish three pillars: meaningful human interaction with touch, development of shared attention spans, and exposure to both familiar and new concepts. Digital devices cannot fully replicate these essential experiences. Physical books serve as underestimated petri dishes for cognitive development, providing tangible experiences that support memory formation. The consistent physical presence of pages creates a stable environment where children repeatedly encounter and master new information. Through stories like Dr. Seuss's Faithful Horton, children develop what philosopher Martha Nussbaum called the compassionate imagination, the ability to understand others' experiences and perspectives. When children begin learning to read between ages 5 and 10, they embark on what William James called a flight into whole new worlds as effortlessly as young birds. However, this transformative experience isn't universal. For many, kindergarten begins a recurrent nightmare, affecting academic success, self-esteem, and life opportunities. Recent research has identified 6 developmental profiles in kindergartners that predict future reading achievement, enabling early intervention before struggling readers experience failure. Children enter school with vastly different abilities. Some read to daily since infancy, others barely familiar with books. Schools must quickly assess each child's readiness, including phonological awareness, vocabulary knowledge, and letter recognition. Early identification prevents the emotional damage when children feel dumb because peers can read while they cannot. Research supports explicit teaching of decoding principles alongside literature engagement. Systematic repetition helps children consolidate letter-sound relationships while building meaning through engaging texts. Importantly, reading instruction cannot end in primary grades. The fourth grade Maginot line represents a false assumption that children no longer need reading support, particularly harmful for struggling readers facing increasingly complex texts. The next generation needs a cognitive toolkit integrating deep reading processes with digital skills. This requires a new literacy approach, bridging traditional and digital worlds. The first 5 years should prioritize print to establish fundamental neural circuits. Wolf proposes a design based on dual language learning principles, developing parallel fluency in both mediums to prevent the atrophy seen when screen reading displaces print reading. In early school years, physical books should dominate reading instruction, reinforcing core dimensions with tactile associations. Teachers and parents should ask questions connecting children's knowledge to text, eliciting empathy and prompting inferences. By ages 10-12, children should switch effortlessly between mediums, print for complex literature requiring sustained attention, digital for quick information access. Building environments for biliterate brains requires addressing 3 challenges: investing in research about cognitive impacts of different mediums, providing comprehensive teacher training, and confronting societal access gaps. Many underprivileged families have limited books and restricted digital access, risking a system where some children develop sophisticated capabilities while others fall behind. Drawing on Aristotle's 3 lives of a good society, knowledge acquisition, entertainment, and contemplation, our digital culture threatens the contemplative dimension despite our proficiency in gathering information and pleasure reading. Heidegger warned of indifference toward meditative thinking in our technological age where we download content and rush through it without reflection. The solution is festina lente, hurry slowly, reading quickly until we encounter thoughts worthy of deeper comprehension. Deep reading provides a place of stillness for responsible decisions amid an overwhelming world. The danger is cognitive complacency. When bombarded with options, we default to information requiring minimal thought, believing we know enough without deeper reflection. This intellectual neglect threatens democracy itself. As Martha Nussbaum warned, becoming a nation of technically competent people who have lost the ability to think critically would be catastrophic. Despite concerns about short-circuiting these capacities in future generations, reading's plural potential capacities offer hope by engaging our intellectual, emotional, and moral faculties. At this cultural crossroads, wise choices can forge reading brain circuits capable of endless forms most beautiful.